Thursday, July 10th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
The Supreme Court rules that much of the state of Oklahoma rightly belongs to Native American tribes. Republicans predictably freak out. Meanwhile, Joe Biden unveiled a new campaign slogan in Pennsylvania. It's Union Made and wrapped lovingly in Old Glory. And lastly, do not mess with the TikTok teens. Repeat, do not mess with the TikTok teens or they will mess with you.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
A large swath of Oklahoma, including the state's largest city, Tulsa, belonged to Native American tribes, the Supreme Court ruled yesterday. In a 5-4 decision, the court sided with the Muscogee, also known as the Creek Nation. Justice Neil Gorsuch, who usually votes with the conservatives, here sided with the majority. The case concerned a tribal member named Jim C. McGirt, who was convicted of sex crimes. His defense argued that only the federal government, not state authorities, could prosecute him. They argued this was the case because the crime took place on land that had not been ceded by the tribe to the state of Oklahoma, and Congress had never clarified the matter. The court found this convincing. Justice Gorsuch wrote, quote, "On the far end of the Trail of Tears was a promise. Today we are asked whether the land these treaties promised remains an Indian reservation for purposes of federal criminal law. Because Congress has not said otherwise, we hold the government to its word," unquote. There's a first time for everything, huh? Native American groups hailed the ruling, but Republicans freaked out. Ted Cruz, the senator from the neighboring state of Texas, had a juvenile freakout and tweeted that Neil Gorsuch and the four liberal justices just gave away half of Oklahoma, literally. Manhattan is next, Cruz said. On Fox News, Lou Dobbs said the Supreme Court was compromised by the deep state, was out of control, and acting like squirrels. What does that even mean, squirrels? Is that a QAnon thing, or did he just coin a slur? The areas affected by the ruling also affect other tribes, the Cherokee, the Choctaw, the Chickasaw, and the Seminole. The nations also promised to coordinate law enforcement with state and federal officials, since Oklahoma state courts have lost jurisdiction over much of the eastern half of the state. The ruling means hundreds of convictions could be overturned. It also means that McGirt, the alleged sex criminal who prompted the fight over jurisdiction, may be tried federally. But ultimately, as the Cherokee writer Rebecca Nagel put it, the decision affirms that it's been an Indian country all along. Joe Biden's presidential campaign rolled out a new slogan yesterday. Are you ready? It's Build Back Better. Biden called his new slogan both bold and practical. The former vice president spoke yesterday at a metalworks in Dunmore, Pennsylvania. Advisors told reporters the new campaign focus takes aim at what they call Trump's two main issues, the economy and nationalism. If Trump's slogan is America First, Biden's new message might be called America Seconded. In Pennsylvania, Biden talked about rebuilding the country's manufacturing base and announced two new spending programs, $300 billion for high-tech research and development and $400 billion for new federal procurement of products made inside the U.S. He praised the middle class and working families. He attacked Wall Street bankers, CEOs, the wealthy investor class, and shareholder capitalism. Aside from the flag-waving stuff, he sounded a lot like Bernie Sanders. Biden said, quote, "You know how to build the middle class? Unions built the middle class," unquote. Trump campaign aides were both surprised and annoyed by Biden's new focus on American-made products. According to the Washington Post, Trump's people were preparing to roll out their own Buy American campaign before Biden beat them to the punch. And they point out that Biden supported free trade agreements that are now widely unpopular among members of both major parties, both during his time in Congress in the 90s and as vice president in the Obama administration. But with record unemployment, a looming wave of evictions, and all of the other signs of economic disaster, who besides members of the Trump cult can believe that he will really turn things around with another 4 years in office?
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
The TikTok kids mean business, and they've claimed another victory. This time, users of the short-form video social network flooded the Trump 2020 campaign's official campaign app with negative reviews. Allow us to quote some of them here. "Disgusting. Don't download. Total trash. Scarred for life. Do not download. Dog held hostage. Thanks for killing Grandma, Trump. This app ruined my life. Absolutely horrible. Worst app ever in history." You get the idea. As Bloomberg News reported, TikTok fans left the bad reviews as a means of retaliation. Trump threatened to ban the app. TikTok is owned by a Chinese company and hugely popular with American teens. One 19-year-old user in California told Bloomberg, quote, "If you're going to mess with us, we will mess with you," unquote. Okay, then.
And now, for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
In another ruling yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court decided that Trump's tax returns must be released to prosecutors in New York. However, the court decided that Congress, which also wanted access to Trump's financial records, will have to wait. Some political observers called it a win for Trump. However, bottom line, the court rejected Trump's claim of blanket immunity during his tenure as president. According to the Associated Press, federal authorities feared that Ghislaine Maxwell might kill herself while in custody, in much the same manner as her alleged accomplice, the late Jeffrey Epstein. Maxwell was arrested last week in New Hampshire. Per the AP, she is now confined at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, with federal guards from outside the Bureau of Prisons. One in seven state lawmakers in Mississippi has the coronavirus, according to PBS NewsHour. It's the largest outbreak in any elected body in the U.S. Although many Republicans with a national profile, like Mike Pence, have taken to wearing masks, it has reportedly been rare to see a Mississippi legislator from either party wearing a mask. Now at least 26 members have tested positive, though none have yet been hospitalized. Palantir, the super creepy surveillance startup founded by Silicon Valley investor Peter Thiel, wants to go public. The Wall Street Journal says the company has filed paperwork with the Securities and Exchange Commission to begin the process of selling shares publicly. The company is deeply involved with Trump's deportation machine. And it's worth pointing out that for many Silicon Valley companies, an initial public offering is not a sign of success, but rather the final toss of a hot potato.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it for the Majority Report's AM Quickie today. Sam's out on vacation, but the Majority Report team will have more live-to-tape content lined up later this afternoon.